New Rio, Willard City 3. This beginning of a new Rio, Willard City 3. Beginning of new Rio, Willard City 3. Beginning of a new Rio, Willard City 3. And I'm transferring now from the half mill tape that I use all day on Tuesday. All day on Tuesday, 3rd March 1970. I'm transferring now, taking out the talk from the half mill tape, 3-6 hours of it, maybe 5 hours of it, on Tuesday, the day we put up the ceiling, most of the acoustic tile in the big kitchen. And this is Channel 1 Right. This is Channel 1 Right in the beginning of a new reel, Willard City 3, and I'm picking out the talk from the long half mill tape I used on Tuesday, the 3rd of March, 1970, the day Willie put up most of the acoustic tile in the big kitchen. Now, the solid talk we did at the table. Willie was standing up. I was leaning over against my bench over here, and Faye was sitting at the table. And we asked him to report to us on these few things. One was the gas stove, as Mr. Eastman put it in, and then this kerosene stove. And that's on Willard City 2, the other reel, Channel 2 Right. That's on Channel 2 Right of Willard City 2. Now that's this same morning, Tuesday, the 3rd of March, 1970. Then he had to set up and get his measurements. He had to get his measurements so the tile would fit. And Willie wants things plumb and square. And that took a long time. And the first thing he talks about was what this tile was made of. And then what would happen if it came loose? It'd make a little funnel right here in the middle of the room.
I was just wondering, If we could build up something here to work over this stove, you know, use that same board, just flop that board around.
Yeah.
And if we could build up something, this stove here to hold it, I believe.
Oh, you can put it on here.
I'm a little, you reckon that? I guess that'd hold. You see, that's about too short though, Scott. You see, the board won't reach that far. The board won't reach across there to get over that stove.
Yeah.
Unless you can find a long board.
How you want it? I can find you as long as you want. I got 14-foot board out there.
Well, now.
Come out here and help me and we'll get it.
You see, here I could use.
Come on, I'll show you.
I could use.
Where's my hat?
You know, we ain't gonna hit something.
Well, that is that. I hit my head, Willie. I hit my head.
Now, you see, what he wants to do is put up a little scaffolding over next to the wall where he can stand on it and won't have to move that stepladder. And he can reach over. He has to be right under it to get the line straight. And he can't reach it with his stepladder. Now that little tape runs all the time we're out to the shed looking for a board. He notices everything. He talks and thinks too. He didn't miss anything. He saw the big pound peanut jar half full of rocks. And he said, what do you do with that? I picked up that little square of a thing. I had one. They look so bright and shiny when you buy them. They don't cost much, a dollar. I thought he had a good one, but it had rusted a little bit too. I never know when he talks slant. He says any good piece of metal will rust. I was saying it. Any bad piece of metal would rust, you see. So I'm dangling on that. Of course, he knows it, and he just lets me dangle. Now, he checks this staple, and a piece of board. He shoots it in to see if it's working.
There we go, Mr. Moe. You think that's it?
I hope so.
I tell you what, I got to go out here and truck this thing.
I forgot about that.
Oh, no. Did you?
Yeah, I don't know if you nailed it.
Well, you do have to nail it. These have a little blue nail. And then on the bead, you steeple them. I never did know why them Yankees call staples steeples when it don't spell steeple. It spells staple.
S-T-A-P-L-E? You know, I forget how to spell it. I forget whether you spell it staple or steeple.
You spell
I call it
S-T-A-P-L-E.
Yeah. Well, now these things you use on the barbed wire fence, are they staple?
That's staple. S-T-A-P-L-E.
Well, I don't know. I got to call them steeples, Willie.
Yeah. Steeple is like, that's what it's like.
So I got to where I forget which is right. I don't remember which is right.
And I guess I'm going to go ahead and use them. I don't like a 4-inch. I can't get them out.
Just shoot them out.
That will come out?
I just go out there. How much? How many are there? Hold back there.
Hold back there. Hold back there. Hold back there. You see, that's about the thickness of that.
Yeah. Just shoot him out there. Get your dog and shoot at him.
Oh, you know that. More than 100 more. A dog? You said a dog? Must have been a home sick of them. You don't ever do that, do you? You know why I do this?
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Yeah.
Right.
See how long you are.
Nope. See how strong that gun is. That's not my gun. I rented it. That's right. I got one, but it's at the game. Tool shop. If you don't ever know how long that gun, how strong that gun is, you don't know whether it's crimping these staples or not. Mm-hmm. And when I shoot it into this wood here, and I pull it back out,
yeah.
I see it's not crimped on the
end.
So then I know it's safe.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, I had ceiling fall out.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a mess.
Our bad gun.
That thing will roll them in there. You see behind that stuff, guys, it's soft. It's a soft end.
Yeah.
And it'll go in and get behind here. It'll just fold up behind it.
Oh.
But it'll hold until you leave. Or until one of these airplanes goes over and vibrates the house.
Yeah.
Down she comes.
And that busts up all your tile.
It just falls, just caves in. It starts to drop and giving. And where it starts giving, it's just like a doodle bug hole. You know what a doodle bug is?
No.
You know, the old thing goes in dry sand and makes a little dimple in the dry sand. You never seen that. You never seen that.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, it just falls in like a funnel.
Like a whirlwind.
If it starts over here, which is doubtful it will, it won't start there because there ain't much load over here.
Oh, I see.
Your load is in the center.
Oh, I see.
Or in where your light's going to hold some of that, but say right in here. If there's no light, it'll start right here if it's weak.
Yeah.
And it'll start coming down, and it'll come down just like a funnel in here.
Yeah.
And if your light's up there, it's going to start right in this area right here because this is has the least holding power. You got more suspended out there on nothing.
And once that starts coming down, nothing you can do about it.
It's just going to, you got to start over here. No, you start over here because that's where you finished up and you tear all that out until you get back to where your good one is.
That'd be awful, wouldn't it?
Oh, you have to tear it all out and start back over.
It'd be harder to tear it out than where it's put out.
Yes, sir, that tearing it out thing. I had to think about the boys, you kind of got to situate this thing like this and leave. The boy, I'm working on this house and this boy, his mother says, send that boy up in that attic. It was hot for some time. Send that boy up there and let him pull that wire across for you. I did. I called him. I said, now careful, don't step on that off of them layers or the rafters. I said, go to the ceiling joists. I said, if you do, you'll fall through. Got right over, crawled out from the utility and got right over the middle of the living room and fell through that there.
Uh-huh.
Sure did.
I never saw that done, Willie.
Fell through it.
What size boy was he?
He was about 10 or 14 years old.
Oh, he's big enough to have a little weight.
Oh, yes. Never had it so good.
Now you're nailing it there?
Yes, sir. You have to nail it on the outside edge. See that? Get hold of that for some unearthly reason or other. Mm-hmm.
Well, now you see, we've just watched Willie put up the first tile. He checked his gun and had to go out and shoot. The old state was out. They weren't long enough. I just thought then, little boy would just love to go out there and do that. I said to him when he went out, he ought to shoot him at the dog. We've been knocking that back and forth. I jumped him the other day for shooting a skunk that the dog had aroused. I was for the skunk, he was for the dog. And that's in that corner over by Mrs. Welch's old cook stove, right over in that corner, the hardest place to get to. He had concrete blocks set on the kitchen shelf that goes across there where the sink is, and then those big boards on the concrete blocks, and he's standing on that. He could walk back and forth, way up in that corner, and no light. No light in here. You can see that doodle bug hole. Those staples didn't hold, you see. If they just went through the shingle, it's nothing at all, soft like biscuit. If it went through that and crimped, then it wouldn't hold. And it'd come down and look like a doodle bug hole. Of course, with this light fixture, it wouldn't work. He had to shift that. See, the beauty of it is he's perfectly absorbed. His whole imagination is that old ceiling just possesses him. And that's something I have never been able to do. I have tried my dentist. Now I can listen to Willie, but I can't get absorbed in that ceiling. I've never been able to do it, even when I got an audience. He does it, you see, all by himself. Then he recollects it. He has a perfect recollection of that whole morning, of the pieces he puts up there and checking that staple gun. He could just recount that. He could recount it from back in the middle of last summer when he did the same thing somewhere.
See this? Got new hair.
Oh, well, why didn't you let me have that? Now, that's what I want.
Well, you all look at it.
How much you had to pay for it? That's the thing I'm buying.
He saws up some more shingles and comes on back in. We're finishing up that scaffold down at the other side of the room.
Are you coming in there, Chief?
Well, that little hole, that way, will it?
That'll have to be. 19 and a beep, 3/8. Well, we'll say 5/16, 19, 5/16. I tell you what it'll do. It'll fall down. Worse. But he can't make it hold with anything.
Yeah.
This used to be put up in this used to be put up in 16 by 32 blocks, sheets. And it wouldn't be up a lot of times, a year or two, and it'd start doing like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it won't hold itself.
Won't hold it. That's the reason they come to this at 12 by stuff. They quit using 16 because people wouldn't buy it. So they had to go to a smaller sheet.
And you don't even like the 12x24. You'd rather have a 12x12.
I'd rather have, because you can make it all the way around 12 inches.
Yeah.
And you see, instead of having that score there like that, I mean, it's scored there. Instead of being scored, it'd be cut in two. And you can go at every corner on that and put you in a steeple. Let's see, now this is the end I want off of this.
Crayons.
Say who?
Hear them crayons.
I thought that was geese.
I don't know where their headquarters is.
How do you hear them in here?
I don't know.
Stuff up here's already cut down the sound already.
Yeah.
Woo!
How about that?
How about that? That's it. Done cut the sound down already. I live here. Get out of there. I'm not stupid.
You didn't allow for that little eighth of an inch thing.
Now that corner's got a cotton picking. Corner's round today, see?
Yeah.
Now there's a nail of that too.
Right.
I'll cut a chunk of this off. Fire so knuckle to it. That's another thing, stuff don't do is cut good, and when it does cut, it shows up your cut equipment.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Is that on saw or not? Saw blade, anything you cut. The blue in it. That blue is what it does. See, it's the biggest part of it. It's blue. It's dark red.
Yeah, it's made out of glue, but it won't stick.
That's right, it won't stick. Made out of glue, but it won't stick.
Now, where do you find out all those things, Willie?
Well, oh man, this is, when they first started making this stuff, they had quite a rigmarole about it. And so these salesmen around these places, these salesmen come in, you know, and they have, I used to be a dog for literature pamphlets. I get, you know, like tracts on various stuff. I read it. I used to be bad for reading anything. I'd be going down the road, you know, and I see a piece of paper on the road, I'd stop and pick it up just to see what it had to say.
Well, these salesmen have to bring they always had literature with them?
A lot of them do. A lot of times they, times they don't, but most of the time they do. Well, we finished out that course. Now to break that joint back here, see? got to see what you do again. That helps to stout it, but we don't necessarily have to if you want to. No, we want to make that thing just into square pieces. Now we'll move back to what we were. Always have to start back on that side, see, on this end. There's no other place to start. Are you hung up?
Yeah. You see that talking to me already?
Yeah, when you bang something, you can go out and bang that screen door, and they'll really sound off.
Yeah.
They know that screen door.
Yeah.
They know that that lets the master out.
Bible says the horses, when Faye goes out, the horses speak, and when I go out, the cows speak.
Uh-huh. That's about right. 18, 7/8. You don't get that cape out of there quick. A lot of times.
Oh, no. It was a little runny cow to start with.
No, it's a big cow, but she just been bred one in Big Bramer Bulls, which is putting out a big, stout calf. See what I mean?
Oh, she was a big cow to start with.
She was a big cow, but she was having a big calf. Say, but the first I was fooled with was a little cow with a little cow. That blame little cow.
Well, that's when I heard you talking.
No, this boy, his brother-in-law, he had an old big cow. But this old big boy, Smith Brothers, had got over into his field and bred it.
Yeah.
So we had to take the calf from because she couldn't give birth to it. It's the big.
Well, now, which one are we talking about now? That's the little cow.
No, the big cow. But you see, you got, Smith Brothers, they found out I was pulling calves, you know, that I'd do this, that I'd done it. So they bought this bull from someplace, I don't know now where. And they had these old-timey, small cock cows. They just couldn't give birth to a big calf. And so I have pulled high 3 or 4 weeks for them. And that old boy come over there, you know, and of course I was farming at the time. That's right, it's World War II, and I had a little time. I'd park my tractor and whatever I was doing, and I'd go over there and pull it. Well, how much of it? Not a thing, not a thing.
Well, how did the gentleman do it there when you were working with them? How'd you do it, pull it when you was...
I never did work for them. They just come across
well,
that.
Well, that's what I say, but I mean,
I never did charge them anything.
When you're doing it for them, how'd you pull it?
Same way, with a rope and a truck.
You mean you sit down on the cow?
I have tied the head to a tree, and then pull a calf, and sometimes break the rope before I get that calf pulled out. But I ain't never lost a cow or a calf unless that calf had been in there a long time, and the cow. It's been a long time. Now, I have put cut them out where there wouldn't be nothing but worms, so screw worm maggots in there. Clean out thing, the whole uterus out.
Well, now, when did you use the warm water, Willie?
Well, I'd always put it on her before, you know, before I started working with it to make her relax. But it's surprising, though, how these things come about. You didn't plug your clock back up, and I don't know what time it is.
That is right there.
That clock, that don't run. Oh, yes, it does. It's like one we got at home, though it's all beat up.
Yeah.
You knocked it off the table because it's got plaster tape on it.
Yeah.
And said, well, she said, I just bought that clock the other day and you knocked it off. I said, yeah, if I was going fishing one morning, I want to get up early, and I reached over there and it was new, and I just hadn't got onto the thing. I grabbed for it, and it was slick, and it stooped like that, and it jumped away from me, and I grabbed for it again, and it was sitting right on the edge of the night table, and knocked it off on the floor, and the whole back, the whole thing just come apart, and I just taken tape and stuck it back together. But I pulled out quite a few of them.
That's back after you got in the Army?
After I've come out.
After you come out.
All right, sir. Now we've got to move this thing back. Ain't that something? That's something.
That's something.
Just got to keep moving. Would you hold that up and I'll sneak this block here right out of the ground? You can get right there either one. I'll sneak this block out. Oh, just no, this end. Then I'll sneak this block out and put it over here. Right. Yes, sir, that was right after come out of the Army.
We could get another block.
I know, I thought of that a while ago. You know, just fooling around here doing this thing.
I don't know, I'm sort of mixed up on them towers.
Now, back then, sir, if this is going to last more than a month, I'd build me a scaffold.
Mm-hmm.
It's just beginning to get out there where it's tip over with. Pretty soon I won't be able to use it.
I'll give it this. Well, now the first car you're talking about was a little...
That's where I learned to do this, on a little old midget cow like that I used to have home there. Did you know? I thought I'd spoil that sheep, but I didn't.
Well, now, that little midget cow, she just had it. It wasn't a big bull with her.
She just had
a trouble. She just didn't have calves as easy.
That's right. I might as well make up my mind to change my salt. Because I didn't measure on them little slats. And them little slats at the bottom. Of course, they ain't going to come very often.
Well, you can cut them off. It's very simple.
I just cut these ones.
You can cut them. You can cut those slats off. That's easy. You got a little chisel?
No, but I just cut this one, and then the other should fall in. You see, I have one it will, and one it won't. One it will, and one it won't.
All right.
I would have been a veterinary. I
can get a chisel up there and cut that off for you. I can do that.
Oh, no, I'll freeze it. I'll fall hurt to see. I went to long about the same time, I had this, Daddy had this old mule. It was what I call Sandy. You know what a Sandy mule is, of course.
I never heard of it, really. I'm ashamed to say.
I thought you was agriculture teacher. You an agriculture teacher?
I don't use that word.
But anyway, there we go, Mr. Moe. Have one. Man told me, he said, if you give that mule a shot of, he called the name of Step Up, and said, old man down there on Everett's farm has got a needle, and he liable to have the stuff. Well, Dad knew old man Jernigan real well, and he said, well, that's the only two to ride down there and see him. I said, all right, so we went down there to see the old man, and he told me, he said, all you got to do is, said, ain't no need me to go up there, the mule sanded.
Oh, got sand in his stomach.
Yeah.
Collar.
Said, you just give him a shot of this. Said, you can give it to him. Yeah, I said, shoot, man, I think I'm going to be a veterinarian. I was 12 pulling calves, you know, and doing first month thing. Other than that, nothing let me use his needle to get a mule a shot. Listen here, I'd be contrary.
Was that back about the same time?
Yes.
As out you got after you got out of
the car? I got out of the same year. In 46. Come out of that night. No, that makes you a little scorned. Went up there and get the mule shot. He said there's a condition now. If the mule does one thing, and by action, give him another shot. If he don't give him no more. I must have got confused.
Got it backwards.
So I figured he wasn't doing like he ought to. I'd give him another shot. 15 minutes, he'd dead as a hammer. Kill a good mule. So Dad's boy says, "You ain't as good as I thought you was." That one, please. He said, "You just messed up and killed my good mule." So he goes down to get the old man to come up. The old man Jennigan, he's kind of a horse doctor. He works for Mr. Edwards. Get him to come down and check the mule out. Well, when he got back there with Mr. Journey, the mule man, the mule had done passed his whole gut. Come out. And a thing about that big around, about that long, along with his gut, he passed all that. That last shot killed him. I mean, it just threw such pressure on his bowels, you know, to make that movement, it just killed him. And it was hard as a rock, guy. Just as hard as a rock.
I never heard anything like that.
Yes, just hard as a rock. That's called from cropping short grass.
Yeah.
This young
get crooked.
Right up all of a sudden. But got Miss Journeyman up there. Miss Journeyman looked at the mule. And his first name was Frank. He said, "Well, Frank said the mule was dead already, but he didn't know. He fell down yet." Says when an animal's got that much sand in it, done petrified like concrete, says he's dead and don't know it. Says he just ain't fell down. So I didn't feel too bad about it.
Oh.
In other words, mule was, according to Mr. Journey, was past doing any good for him.
Yeah.
That cotton picking thing is setting back then. I don't like that. Every time I try to move a little bit, it all comes out. Ain't that something?
You know, I didn't realize. If they don't fit, you get a crack in there, and a crack's noticeable, isn't it?
Yes, sir. And I got a crack there, and I don't know what's causing it. See, if that gut keeps continuing to stagger across that,
yeah,
it'll soon get so wide.
You got a crack the other direction.
Yes, sir. I'm gonna have to.
You want something to hit with?
No, I got something here, but I ain't got that so loose now until it don't hurt nothing to hit this part here with a hammer. Sometimes these pieces are not right. I mean, they're out of square. Just like plywood. Used to use plywood for scale or something, you know, 8 foot.
Yeah.
Or 4 foot or something to square with another piece of this.
Yeah.
But you don't do that now, because it's allowed to measure an eighth of an inch shorter than eight. It's allowed to measure anything in it. And it's sure not to be square. You can't depend on it being square.
Well, I never thought of that.
I use plywood for a square on a lot of jobs. Take a sheet of plywood and throw it down on a Like we're gonna put this tire, flow tire in, take a full blade sheet up, full before anything. Just a scrap piece with a factory edge on it, throw it down there and get me a square to start my tire with.
You can't do that no more. Because it won't work.
That's right.
It's too, well, I ain't not finding one piece.
But you'd have to square it out in the seat.
You have to do that, that's right. You just don't throw them down there anymore and depend on them being square.
That
horse business, veterinary business for the birds, if that's for somebody else.
What that one, the mule that changed your mind?
One more, sir.
I ain't got time to fool with that thing. No, I don't know. Actually, a veterinary is you know, that's really running off there, ain't it? Crazy, that's running off bad. Such a gain. How does that come about, you reckon? I got them on 12 inch centers. Should be doing that, not
maybe
driving them up.
Maybe the centers aren't 12 inches.
There's something about this old stuff here. Drive it up tight, see what a tight joint we got there? Shouldn't be that way.
I wouldn't get up, you had to square all your materials. You can't reach this in that old bit.
No, so we're going to have to tear down and rework it. That makes a pretty season, though. That's good and cool. Good and snuff and not near so dusty. Let me cut one while I'm down. We'll need one more to cut. Then I have it made.
I'll starve that cow, calf another day. I just don't want it. I just simply don't want to mess around with a cow and nurse her out with a calf. I don't want to be the calf. I don't want to.
I know what you're talking about.
Just don't want to be the calf.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. You know, I don't know how to milk.
Oh, that's hideous. I don't mind it a little bit. But see, the hell, that can keep up a week.
Oh, yes, sir.
There, and calf, just work yourself to death on two quarters, maybe three. Now you got to go do the rest of them for him.
Believe you was a city dude?
No.
No?
Oh, no.
Was you raised on a farm?
Oh, just a little town like Magnetown.
Oh, is that right?
And a farm, too.
Centerville.
In between.
One more, please.
Sure.
You
want the loan?
Yes, please. That's what town? Saddleville?
Dresden.
Who?
Dresden.
Dresden?
Yeah.
Dresden, Tennessee.
Dresden, Tennessee, which county?
Well, that's a big place now.
No, it's not big.
Well, I thought it was a big town.
No, it's a little old county seat town.
You still?
Still a county seat town.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And you still go back there?
No.
No?
No, I haven't traveled much some time. But they come down here every now and then.
You allow them to come down?
Well, particularly. isn't it? Got a good excuse. My mistake is ever living there, leaving there, really. I'd have been a whole lot better off if I just stayed at home and not started wandering and going off and trying to make a living. If I just stayed there and done what come handy.
Right. Your mom and dad's not there anymore. Are your dad and parents living?
No.
You wouldn't have nobody to take care of you.
Well, I got a few relatives around there I could sort of put up with.
Yep, could they put up with you?
Yeah, I always got along good with them.
Gee! Oh, boy.
I never was any use to them, but we always got along pretty good. A lot of times, you know, if you just don't ain't big mouth and things like that, you don't have to be useful.
Oh, now I see.
No, that's right.
What town is Dresden closest to the largest?
It's right. It's at the top of a triangle from Memphis and Nashville.
Oh.
And it's right up in that northwest corner of the state. And it's about 50 miles from the Mississippi River. And it's about 40 miles from that old Earthquake Lake. It was formed in 1812. Real Foot Lake. And that's where we used to do all that catfishing. That's the only sort of fishing we ever did. At Real Foot Lake, yeah. And there's a bluff there. There's a big bluff there where the Delta, the Mississippi Delta, comes to a point up there.
Yes,
up there to Hickman. Yes, sir. You can see where it does it.
That's Hickman down here? No,
Hickman's right on the edge of Tennessee. It's in Kentucky, but it's right on the edge.
Well, this is Hickman, Florida, then.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a big bluff there. And that is the beginning of the end. That's the beginning of the Delta. And right down at the foot of that bluff, they raise that high-priced cotton. Oh, it's beautiful. And you know, last time I was there, they didn't raise much cotton. You see, they were quoted. And they had some of the finest alfalfa you ever saw. Now, we don't raise alfalfa down here.
Oh, no.
But my estimation, alfalfa is the best hay it ever had.
But that's what you got out in the barn.
Well, it's kin to it.
No, that's clover, ain't it?
Yeah. Well, alfalfa, I think, is a clover legume.
You know, I thought it was time to eat, but it ain't.
I don't like much.
Well, we're going to have to move back now.
Okay.
This will be the last time we use this. Whoa. Let me get this stone. This is a rock stone. Y'all call these things stones in Tennessee?
No.
Huh?
That thing?
Yeah, don't y'all call a rock stone?
No, that's a block.
Run out on. I thought you called it stones. Now that's all we can do with that. This is too far off.
You won't go any garland.
No, can't. I'm afraid that thing will tip that
heater. Well, just go this way.
That's what I'm talking about. Tip the heater over.
Well, I just put it over here. All
right. It don't give me no room. You see, I can get maybe one on my get one.
Well, that's all you want. You're going to eat, you've got lunch on your mind.
Yeah. All right, we cut one. God, I tell you, just won't do, boy. Won't do. And you don't carry extra fan belt in your car.
No, sir. I had forgotten. I believe I remember that. I had forgotten that you did that.
There ain't many folks that do, really, I don't think. But I tell you, I got caught. The last time I had a fan belt to break. Now, this year, I thought that was rock candy then. This year's something unusual. And it would never happen this way again. You know, down here at Ocala, as you come You know what? You don't know nothing about stock market road, do you?
Yeah, whatever stock market is.
Well, you know that where that station is, way out the side of Ocala, that they got a little used car lot there, and the paved road angles off like that.
Yeah.
That's what we used to call stock market road.
Oh.
Everybody from the north. You see, you could hit that road and go right straight on out the stock market and miss the whole town.
Yeah.
You didn't know nobody living out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I've been that way.
I was kind of had a sister live out on 200, which that road goes on across and hits 200. You used to go across and hit 200 and dead end on 200, that same road. Well, one Sunday afternoon, we'd been down a bit, and then coming back. And just as I got to 441 now on the stock market road, right where that station is there, that station stays open, used to stay open 7 days a week. I pulled up, then I heard something make a biffing noise. I said, well, I better pull over here and see what this is all about. So I pulled over there to see what it's all about. My fan belt was broke. Right there in front of the station. That's the last time I've had to break.
Mm-hmm.
But I got out to fix it. The man come over there from the station wanted to know if he could help me.
Yeah.
If I'd been on the road, I wouldn't have had a fan down, and nobody would have stopped. But the man come over there, just one of them hit me. Well,
so you just took the warning.
That I tell you, when you have to buy another motor, that's bad.
Yeah, and you bought another.
I'd just rather buy a fan belt than buy a motor. Even so, you know, if you got a fan belt and hadn't got a wrench to put it on,
yeah,
and you can stop somebody, a lot of people got tools in the truck and car seat. A lot of people are mechanics. They put it on for a couple of dollars, which is cheap.
Save your motor.
It's cheap.
What kind of car was that where you burnt out the motor?
Oh, Chevrolet. Right.
And you just kept going on a little bit, letting it cool?
I thought, you know, if I leave it cool a little bit, it'd be all right. Shoot. First thing I knew, I'd done warped that block all up. My head around it.
You had to learn the hard way.
Learn the hard way. Down there, the man that bought the car from. And he had an old car just like that. Some old woman had. And down there about Bellevue, somewhere, had a wreck and tore it up. Had a good motor in it. And the old man told me, he says, I was only about 18 years old. First car I ever had. And the man told me, he says, well, he says, if you can pay, I hadn't paid for the car yet. I still owed some $40, $50. $10 payments, $10 a month. And he said, if you can pay all your payments, I'm behind 2 or 3 payments. They still let me drive it. So if you can pay off your payments on this thing, and on time catch up these payments and pay off these payments, if you come down and pull the old motor out, you can have it.
Oh.
And that was the best deal I ever made.
Are you talk about lucking out when it was them posts. Looked to me like you luck out all the time.
Oh, no, that wasn't so lucky. Look what he called me almost to lose my girlfriend. And all that stuff and another. Man, good gracious.
You mean burning out your motor?
Oh, yes. While my motor was burned, another man was trying to make time on me, see?
Yeah.
While my motor was under the oak tree burning, and them folks were working on me.
Oh, you had to have it to keep you standing. You had to.
I had to get my motor unburned. Yeah, costing me.
Yeah. That's pretty small margin you had to play on.
You can hear me. And no money, man. But hand me a stick of them staples, please. A man of my caliber with a burnt motor?
Yeah.
Shoot, man, that wouldn't work. I had to get that motor fixed.
Yeah. How long did it take you?
Oh, I flew with that thing 2 or 3 weeks. Poor man, I didn't have no money. See, I had to get gas, and I had to buy this, and I had to buy stuff to put the thing together with.
And you didn't have anything to
I didn't have no cash on hand.
Operate on.
I had to be paying for that motor, that car. $10 a month was hard to come by.
Gotcha.
This was back in 1938, 940.
Yeah.
On there, before the war broke.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Long about that time then. And my daddy. Never did believe in wasting anything. And I worked on various angles there, you know, trying to make ends meet. This thing is just right. My cotton picking glasses is in the way. That's all it is to it.
Can you see that?
I can see close up, but I sure ain't. I can't see a darn thing. That them bifocals.
Mm-hmm.
When I look back like that cross, right on. When I go look at that right there, it just cross.
Yeah.
I can see better with them all. I start all over. Of course, I wasn't married then. You know, I stayed home. When Daddy was on my butt about fooling with that car all the time. Like Daddy's hard thing. What is your goat heads? Better than if you over there than us. You don't do a darn thing with fool the car. Of course, I did. A little work once in a while.
But mostly you fool with the car?
Oh, no, man. When I fooled with the car, it was at night when everybody else was going to bed.
You mean back then?
Yes, sir. I had to work in the daytime, plow mule.
Oh.
Now, back then. She didn't work with no car, not at my daddy, not at my home, while the sun was shining. If you did anything for yourself, you did it at night. And he'd jack you up about taking up too much time at night because you wouldn't be fitting to do a day's work the next day.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Well, how about that? That's right, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. Oh, I appreciate my parents. I really do. I can't go without my glasses either because I don't back my eyes and all that trash is just now burning like all we get. I just have to try to make out with them. This is the first of this stuff I put up since I've been wearing bifocals. I put my other stuff up 10 years ago, yeah. But I worked at that old car at night. Never will forget. Daddy had a Model A Ford. He was a Ford. He had the same Model A Ford.
Now this is the end of Channel 1 Right. This is the end of Channel 1 Right, and we're almost ready to sit down to lunch. This is the end of Channel 1 Right, and we're almost ready to sit down to lunch. This is the end of Channel 1 Right, and we're almost ready to sit down to lunch, and this is Tuesday, the 3rd of March, 1970, and the end of Channel 1 Right. Channel 1 Right. We're almost ready to sit down to lunch. Tuesday, the 3rd of March, 1970. Well,